live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
I spoke to a local personal trainer, Joe Ison, earlier about the new year and how we can think about resetting ourselves after Christmas.
Hi, Joe. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Alex. How are you doing? Did you have a good one?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. A couple of weeks of doing pretty much nothing. So I'm really pleased to be talking to you today. And we're going to talk about three tips today on how to drop the unwanted pounds, which have crept on over Christmas, and the bloating and retaining water and everything, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yeah, I think it's a big problem that we're facing. Well, certainly a problem that I've helped clients with the last few weeks. Had a great Christmas, and it's been a bit strange, hasn't it? We were just talking off year. It was a bit different to last
year. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no one to share the food with. So, like you say, I bought as if there was people coming around, and then realised that I had to just eat all. Well, I didn't have to, but obviously I felt my duty to eat it all. And now I am living to regret it, as my trousers are a little bit tighter as well.
You're not alone. You're not alone. I'm sure there's a lot of us out there in the same position. And the main thing is, I hope you guys enjoyed it, because it was a bit of a weird year. So you shouldn't feel, and this is what I've said to a lot of clients, you should feel guilty for it as well. I mean, a couple of days. So hopefully, you know, after that, you guys are going to come away with some useful nuggets to help you on your journey if this is a problem that you're facing with right now.
That's great. So what's the first of these principles?
Okay, so the first one, I mean, like, we're all overeating. We're probably feeling like the pig in the blanket, right? haven't moved much in the last few weeks. And, you know, the walls feel like they're closing in, you know. It does limit us in what we can do. So my three key tips, just simple, effective ones for you guys that you've probably already heard of, but it's just naming the basics again, okay? Yeah. It's nothing new. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. But the first one is to try and fix what you eat, fix your diet again. You know, a lot of us said, Alex, been sleeping in, watching Netflix up till 12,
and
digging out what, you know.
Oh, it's been fun.
It's been great. But I think now it's time to get back into returning to normal eating patterns. So, you know, if you're a breakfast fan, get your breakfast back in, you know, get some lunch in. Just start eating foods that, you know, nourish, make you feel good, make you feel full, and you know will have a great effect on your body, a positive effect on your body as well. I think it's important not to completely rule out, because a lot of us are still going to have, you know, chocolate around the house. You're still going to have the odd mince pie here and there. I'm always an advocate of not cutting those things out, because you just want them more. You can do is out of sight, out of mind. So put them in somewhere that you won't really see them in your day-by-day routines. But like, just get some good vegetables, get some fruits. Make sure you've got plenty of protein from animal sources, or if you're vegetarian or vegan, you know, find the sources from there. But, you know, things that just balance your meals out, help you feel full, just make you feel good, that will have a massive positive effect on, the way you look and how you feel instantly.
Are there any good things like fruits and vegetables that you recommend for this time of the year when we're feeling a bit kind of dreary and it's dark and everything? Is there anything particular for that?
Go with the seasons.
Right? Okay, yeah, of course.
Winter fruit, winter veg. I think there's a lot of research in this as well, but I've always been a massive fan of that. You know, the darker fruits this time of year, the winter vegetables. There's a reason why they're planted around that time, right? So it's kind of good possibly that we get those minerals and get those vitamins, because they're going to help us, you know, fight off colds, fight off infections.
Yes,
down, right? So that's what I'd go for. And then obviously, with things like, you know, like things like meal ideas, soups, you know,
of course, I love soup.
You know, plenty of collagen, plenty of good protein that are going to make you feel full, that are going to help you drop, you know, instantly going to make you feel full and stop you picking at stuff, which will in turn have a positive effect on your waistline, right?
Actually, that's what I'm craving at the moment, is soup, because it's so dreary and drizzly. All I want is a nice bowl of soup, but that's a really good idea. And it fills you up, like you said.
It does. So that's my first one.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard to sort of give like advice on like, oh, have this particular type of fruit.
What you said is great. Yes. Seasonal.
Yeah. Go with the seasons. Plenty of colour in your diet as well. Second one, get some exercise in again. If you know you haven't moved much, and it doesn't look that appealing when you look outside a window right now, it's, you know, January, it's winter, it's cold, it's wet.
It's pouring with rain,
But seeing a lot of people running in a minute, which is great. So that's really positive. So, you know, we can still go outside and exercise given the restrictions. So, you know, why not take advantage of that? And you know how much of a positive effect it's going to have on you in the way that your mood and the way you feel. Just think of how much energy you're going to expend as well. So all that extra energy that you've consumed through food and alcohol is going to get burnt off over time. You're going to increase your metabolic rate. You're going to help sort of, you know, build some lean muscle tissue. You decide to strength train at home. You know, little things like that that can, you know, again, will have a positive effect on the bloat, the way that you, the unwanted pounds that we've gained. Like, that is my first two, is like fixed nutrition and then get some exercise in. Like, even if you haven't got anything, choose your own body weight. You can still get an effective workout in within 10 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the phrase, I don't have time, come on, get real with yourself as a bit of an excuse. We all have more time on our hands now. It's just that little voice inside our head, like that uncomfortable little voice that we get, that creeps up and saying, oh no, don't go outside, it's cold. No, get outside. Because
put a coat on and a hat. Exactly. You know, I got a nice new hat for Christmas, a nice new beanie and so that, right, and a coat. So I'm looking at it and yet she's just made me think, yes, because that's, I use that excuse a lot. Oh, it's not a very nice day, hurrah, I don't need to go outside. But in fact, when I do, I actually feel really good after, especially if I can get out in the daylight. Yes. I know a lot of people like going training at night time and running at lunchtime. I'm much more of a daytime or early morning if I can. When I say early, for me, that's like before lunchtime. Yeah, I think all that does you good, doesn't it? Just getting out in the air and
we chat all the time about this, don't we? It's about walking.
Like, and walking is fine, isn't it? Put a podcast on and a walk.
Oh God, yeah. Like, if you like reading or like listening to podcasts or anything, it's just a great way to get out as well. You know, dog walk, if you've got a dog, you know, like, just get outside. Like,
might need to borrow somebody's dog.
The hardest step is getting out the front door, I know, at the moment.
Yes.
But get countable with someone, you know, do a socially distanced walk legally to look at the rules, what we can and can't do.
We're still allowed to meet one person, aren't we, and go for a walk, which I have been doing, meeting a friend at a park and then walking around the park.
We're putting together like a group of in my coaching program where I'm sort of joining clients together, keeping them accountable, so they've got someone to rely on so they can get their workout in when I don't see them. So those sort of tips will go a long way. But
yes, very good.
Good diet, number one.
Yep.
Well, you eat, you know, get those routines back in, get some exercise in. And the last one is actually to, if you guys are sort of still feeling bloated, you know, that's quite not, that's not normal to feel that. So number three is improve your gut health. Okay. So a lot of the problems that we get with bloat and inflammation and gas and everything that comes with it stems from a gut issue internally. Now, I don't want to waffle on and bore you guys with science, but our gut is like the brain. It governs a lot of how we feel and how we look, the way we digest food, the way we process it.
And I think there's been a lot in the last couple of years only, hasn't there? There's been a lot more understanding that that's how it works. And I don't think it was understood properly before that, was it?
Yeah, 70%, just a quick one, 70% of your immune system is in your gut. Just,
wow.
Amazing, right? So care of that. It's going to take care of us, okay? So, you know, the symptoms like bloat, poor energy, concentration, food tolerances, the lot, like, can be ruled out with bad gut health. And you don't need to do anything fancy like take it, you know, wasting money on supplements or doing a gut reset program. You know, like, first and foremost, speak to your doctor. Like, you got to speak to those guys because you have to.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got any concerns, don't do anything crazy. Yeah, just
you can generally tell a rule, like, my rule of thumb is just look at what you're eating. You'll be amazed at just sort of stripping back a few things, like not cutting things out. I'm not saying don't cut out dairy, don't cut out gluten. You know, don't do anything crazy. Just start to just be smart. Write a little food diary and things that you feel that, you know, don't sit right on you. And I guarantee you, if you start sort of finding out that pattern, it will help address a lot of issues that you've been suffering with, okay? And that's what I've done with every client is...
So if you take a food diary, I guess you write down and maybe put how you feel about it. Then, like you say, looking back, you say, well, actually, on those days, I had whatever it was, and that didn't seem to be the thing. And it, like you say, it's not that you're allergic to it, but it might be that just, like you just said perfectly, it doesn't sit well with you for some reason.
There's certain types of dairy that don't agree with me, but I don't completely rule out dairy.
I'm the same, yeah.
It's just certain things, like double cream, for example, for me, ruins me, okay? I don't have it, but I can have, like, you know, a splash of milk in my coffee and don't get any issues at all. So it's just sort of going back just to the basics a little bit with this, guys. And the easiest way to improve gut health, like, believe it or not, like I said, you don't need to spend fancy money on gimmicks and like supplements to help you fix this. Just stay hydrated. Like things like chewing your food, taking the time to eat, trying to eat at a time that's not stressful. That has a significant benefit to gut health and all the other things that I've just said about
today. Yeah.
So hopefully that has helped.
That is brilliant. Thanks, Joe. Those are great tips. I think, like you said, it's the start of the new year. Let's start back with the basics, and those little things will make a lot of difference to us all.
Yes. Go from one gear to the next gear. Don't go from one to five in one straight big push, guys. Just one thing at a time. Fix your nutrition, get some exercise, look at your gut health, and I guarantee you guys are going to drop the unwanted pounds, the bloat and the water with it. Okay,
that's brilliant. Thanks ever so much then, Joe.
Cambridge 105 Radio.